855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. So, again, go to freetalklive.com and you can create the content, find stuff online, post it there, get votes, and once it gets enough votes, we'll make it to the front page of the site so more people see it, like the host of the show. Go to freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about the synthetic cannabis, and still to come here, if we get a chance, an atheist church. Nemi is going to tell us more about that. But there's some fear-mongering going on right now in our little home of Keene, New Hampshire, and it's a story that echoes across the country as prohibitionists everywhere.
This isn't fear-mongering. This is misplaced, misguided legislation.
I agree with Mark.
I mean, these synthetic...
You've got to monger fear in order to get people to pass prohibition.
Look, I don't know what the percentage of people that are harmed by these synthetic cannabinoids out there.
I don't either.
11,000 people have been hospitalized in emergency rooms since 2009.
Not fear-mongering.
Nationwide.
Crazy stuff.
Okay, yeah, there's no doubt that there's some danger here, but how many people have been hospitalized from drinking?
Regular weed is a good question, too, and it's actually 40 times more people have been hospitalized for the use of marijuana.
That's because they're required to go to the hospital in certain jurisdictions when they're arrested, from what I understand.
Oh.
You know, that there's like some kind of mandate that if you get arrested for cannabis, you're then forced into treatment because you've got a problem. And the government puts you in this mandatory treatment program, which requires you to check into a hospital. And so, therefore, you count as being hospitalized for marijuana. So the real question is, how many people were put in a hospital for smoking marijuana who actually had some sort of adverse effect? That's not a number that is being revealed here.
Yeah. So some people certainly have.
Somebody has at some time.
Well, they get scared. Remember the story of the police officer, the ex-police officer?
That ate the brownies?
And his wife that ate just a whole bunch of pot brownies. And then
without knowing, right?
I don't know.
I forget the
detail. I think they knew. They just didn't know what the effects would be or how
powerful
they were.
I forget all the detail.
And that they ended up calling the emergency room because they were just so stoned. That they were petrified. So,
no doubt. I mean, you know, drugs do have different effects on different people. But I just wanted to make sure it was clear. Those marijuana hospital numbers are total bunk.
Yes,
and that's important.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I always question these numbers with the synthetic cannabis. Are we talking about just synthetic cannabis with the 11,000? Are we talking about all bath salts as well?
This is synthetic cannabinoids. And
excuse me,
I need to clarify my earlier statement. The 11,000 was in 2010, period.
1 year.
In 2010, more than 11,000 American emergency room visits were tied to synthetic cannabinoids. To be fair, regular pot generated nearly 40 times that many.
Yeah. So I question the circumstances around those visits. But anyway, that's the story
there
here.
There are certainly bad results. I've seen plenty of anecdotal. I've had a terrible high on this. I want it off the shelves.
My experience with this stuff has been limited. I've done it a handful of times, and I say
limited.
I've done. I don't even know
what it is.
A handful of times. There was the first time.
Does your mind have no value to you? God, you're just
first
smoking
time.
This crap.
Well, you know, there's it's about trying new things.
That's right.
Extent.
Some people want to experience the whole spectrum.
Why don't we start with dog poop?
I mean, do you know he hasn't?
I don't.
Okay.
That sounds awful. So the first time I tried it was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival a few years ago. And again, I say it because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't even remember the brand. I think it was like Mr. Nice Guy or something. But again, what Mr. Nice Guy was back then may not be what Mr. Nice Guy is today because right. it might now have been made illegal and now it's some other chemical structure. But anyway, something marketed as synthetic cannabis. I tried it at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and I experienced a high that I found similar to cannabis. You know, it seemed similar. Maybe it didn't last quite as long, but I don't really know about that. I think it might have been kind of on par. And, you know, I'm like, well, okay. Yeah, I could see why somebody would use this in replacement of cannabis. Makes sense to me. And then later on, I started hearing other stories from other people, like Pete Nademo from copblock.org. They were out in Vegas, and some guy offered them a bong hit of some alleged synthetic cannabis. They said they were basically locked to the couch in their RV for something like 45 minutes or some ridiculous amount of time. They couldn't even move, essentially.
Sure.
So
petrifying.
Like, sure. I didn't have that experience. However, a couple weeks ago, I had, I was with Rich Paul, and he was telling me about some of the spice that that he has tried. And he had one that he considers a favorite of his. And so I went on Rich's recommendation, and I tried a little bit of this. This one, I do remember the brand name. It was Bizarro. And I took two hits off of a pipe, and after the first hit, it was noticeable. There's like a pattern on the tin ceiling in the Keene Activist Center, and I noticed the pattern very, it kind of stuck out at me, whereas it normally wouldn't because it's just there all the time, but it became very noticeable. And then after the second hit, I didn't want to go any further because I thought I was going to start tripping. So it was much more intense than whatever it was, the Mr. Nice Guy stuff that I had tried a few years ago. I mean, I don't even know if this was allegedly synthetic cannabis. It's
I don't know anything else, right?
I don't know what it was, but I wasn't going to go any further. I was not comfortable with that level of exploration in those circumstances.
There you go. Yeah. I don't know. I think that if it's marked not for human consumption,
I'm going to go ahead and take that as
I don't know. Drano says not for human consumption, too.
That's true. Well, you know the reason they mark it that way is because they have to in order to be able to legally sell it. You can't sell
Drano?
This stuff. No, this, this product.
Synthetic cannabis,
the bath salts, those sorts of things. You have to have these warnings on there because otherwise you would be selling, like the FDA doesn't regulate incense, but the FDA does regulate drugs.
Plant matter,
and,
right.
You know, food products
food
and things
drugs.
Like that.
Yeah.
So if it's marketed as a drug, then you get all kinds of trouble if you start selling this. But otherwise, if it's just, well, this is an herbal plant matter, it's herbal incense, and you're not supposed to smoke it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But I tend to agree. I don't think that people should experiment with this stuff. And that's why I was saying I can see why it would freak somebody out, especially somebody who maybe all they're used to is smoking cannabis.
Or drinking beer.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're tripping. And maybe you're listening to this and you're like some sort of there's another one here called Orgasmo in this article from Sentinel, mm-hmm. the Keene Sentinel. Maybe you are just like an Orgasmo / Bizarro expert and, you're very experienced and it's like no big deal for you. But that was just my experience. I felt like it was coming on and it was coming on fast. And I put that thing down.
Yeah, a friend of mine had a experience with this as well. He smokes weed, mm-hmm. But he had tried this, and he ended up just having a fit of violence, destroyed Ooh. His bedroom.
Wow.
Yep. And his mother had come in and wanted to call an ambulance and get him medical attention. He said, no. It's not the same person as mentioned in the article either. And I talked with him over the course of the night, and I said, this is really bad. I think I used too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you smoked half a bag of it, and maybe you smoked too much of it, if you're telling me it was
one or
two. How much
did he use?
He smoked quite a bit of it.
Ooh.
As much as he would normally smoke of weed.
Mm.
And so he got violently ill. Vomiting.
Yikes.
And so it's, you really got it. I don't know. I don't think anyone needs to go out and say, don't buy this. But I mean, I think adults need to be responsible.
Be warned.
Yeah.
855, 453. But don't prohibit the stuff because that's not going to help anybody.
Right. It hasn't worked on crack. It hasn't worked on heroin.
Right.
I mean, it's not, this stuff isn't great, but it's not going to do any good to throw your kid in jail.
You can share your experience at 855, 453 or Skype us at LRN.FM.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and
and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at SilverGauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Talk about your experience. We've been discussing court. You can talk about your experiences with court or with these synthetic cannabinoids or bath salts. 855-453. Also, the Atheist Church. I want to get into that, and Nemi's got the story. That's coming up.
If you've considered getting some storable food, the place to go is food.freetalklive.com. It's a good idea to have a little storable food on hand, especially if you have a family. You never know when an emergency is going to strike. It's a good idea to have it. But there's, you know, not all storable foods created equal here. The food at food.freetalklive.com is the Legacy Premium brand. And each one is in a Mylar pouch, and that Mylar pouch is flushed with nitrogen, and it has an oxygen absorber in it, and it's sealed tight with, I think it's like a quarter-inch imprinting around the side. And the intention is that these will last for 25 years. Some of this stuff, much of it does not have the oxygen absorber in it. Some of it doesn't have nitrogen in it. And if it doesn't have those things, it's not going to make it 25 years. The Legacy Premium brand is the best in price, storability, and taste. We've eaten the Legacy Premium brand here, Ian.
And I will again.
Yes, and it's good. It's tasty. I'm really surprised that it's 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, 100% artificial flavor-free, and 100% preservative-free, and all that for $1.50 a meal. It's a great deal. Go to food.freetalklive.com and get the Mega Sampler Pack there. You get a chance to try everything they've got, see what you like, see what you don't. It's, like I said, a good deal at less than $1.50 a meal. Use coupon code FTL when you check out, or FTL22, I think, is another one that they've got. And that way you can save 5% on the order. It's food.freetalklive.com.
So, Nemi, there's really an atheist church?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It's barely 4 months old. Echoing with joyful song and with a congregation bent on leading better lives, this London church is like any other, except there's no mention of God. This is from Discovery.com. Britain's atheist church is barely 4 months old, but it already has more worshippers than it can fit into its services, while more than 200 non-believers worldwide have contacted organizers to ask how they can set up their own branch. Officially named this.
Well, it had to happen. I'm surprised it took this long.
I don't think this is the first atheist church, but this is I'm interested with this because this is probably the one that's going to catch and take off. Officially named the Sunday Assembly, the church was the brainchild of Pippa Evans and Sanderson Jones, two comedians who suspected there might be an appetite for atheist gatherings that borrowed a few aspects of religious worship. Held in an area.
Did you get to sing? Because that's my favorite part.
Sing. Echoing with joyful song is the first line in the article. So, yes. So, held in an airy, ramshackle former church in North London, their quirky monthly meetings combine music, speeches, and moral pondering with large doses of humor. There's so much about church that has nothing to do with God. It's about meeting people, about thinking about improving your life, said Jones, a gregarious 32-year-old with a bushy beard and a laugh like a thunderclap. The Sunday Assembly's central tenets are to help often, live better, and wonder more, themes that would not be out of keeping with the teaching of any major world religion. At last Sunday's service, which had a volunteering theme, songs included Help by the Beatles, Holding Out for a Hero by Bonnie Tyler.
And everybody's singing this in like choruses? That's interesting.
Okay, the sermon was given by the founder of an education charity while in a section called Pippa is Trying Her Best. Evans had the congregation in stitches as she reported her attempts at volunteering. Service ends with big cheers, and since this is Britain, shouts of who would like a cup of tea. Like many Western countries, Britain is becoming an increasingly faithless nation.
That's true.
A majority still consider themselves Christian. Census data revealed in December that their numbers plummeted from 72% in 2001 to 59% 10 years later.
So that's a big difference.
So you mean to tell me that the atheists actually want to help their fellow man, too?
Oh, sure. I think this is as we have talked about atheism here, I think there are several things that I envy. I don't know if envy is the right word, but it's kind of like my religious friends who go to church have a sense of hope and faith that I maybe don't necessarily. Mm. They also have a sense of community and that I don't necessarily have because I don't go to church. I go to other places, go to the gun club, go to the CAC, go to classes, school, whatever. But as far as faith or lack thereof, I don't have anywhere to go for a sense of community. Do you?
Well, I mean, I'm not an atheist, but I've got plenty of community with the activist scene. And if I wanted to, I could and have gone to the Quaker church. The Unitarians are also a very accepting group, and atheists have always been welcome in both camps.
There are a lot of atheists at the Unitarian church in this town. I don't know about every town, but I suspect that there's probably quite a few of them.
But this is like the first atheist church that I've ever heard of. And what's it called?
It is the Sunday Assembly.
Okay, so they don't actually use the term atheist in their in their founding, I guess, name or whatever.
No.
I'd be curious to know what their mission statement is and other things
like
that.
Let's see.
Is there a website for the...
I can find a website for you, I am sure.
Curious to learn more, and curious to what atheists think about this, because it sounds like you are pretty supportive of it, but I
central
imagine...
tenets are to help often, live better, and wonder more.
Wondering's good. Helping's good.
Living better's good.
Yeah.
I would like to do it.
So it sounds to me, Nemi, like you're all in favor of this, but I know that there are probably some atheists who are not.
You know what? To each their own. I certainly, where I can relate to this is there are certainly... aspects of moral pondering. I don't know how much moral pondering I get to do in my week, but it seems, as I said, there are aspects for my religious friends that they seem to take from going to church that I don't necessarily have as an atheist. Now, does this mean I want to get up and get dressed and go hang out with people for an hour on a Sunday morning? Not necessarily.
The timing can often, that's the one thing the Catholics really have down, that you can go to mass all the time. There's all different kinds of times to go.
That's right.
But
so
the Unitarian Universalist preachers getting paid like $100,000 a year.
What?
So I'm not joking.
They make a lot of money.
It's a lot of jack and one service a week. It's crazy. Why? I mean,
that's not all they do.
I'm not saying that that's all they do, but they only have one service a week.
Mm.
You know, you can't throw a 7 p.m. one in there?
for the pastor, not the whole church budget.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just a round number, but the number's
and
really
is that on the
good.
Low side? Would you say that's on the low side? I mean, did the Unitarians have the 10% tithe thing?
I don't know how you would possibly get Unitarians to tithe 10%.
Right. So, like, wouldn't a more, I guess, organized religion have a larger take?
You can draw any conclusions from those numbers. I don't think about, pastors as a whole.
Hmm.
Just different churches pay different things.
I wonder,
priests get paid peanuts.
Unless they're Unitarian, is what you're saying.
But the Unitarians don't have priests. Priests
what do they call them there?
Catholic or...
But what do they call them at the Unitarian church?
I don't know.
I think it's pastor.
Pastor sounds right.
I believe so.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're an atheist and you've got some thoughts you want to share on the atheist church that has started up in the UK.
Does it rankle your feathers?
Does it? Well, I think some atheists would be upset by this because they would be upset by the idea that atheists would want to emulate a church in any way, shape, or form. And maybe one of those atheists is listening to our voices right now. 855-450-FREE.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE and join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there, and that is where lady listeners have sent their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. And that means that they get on the Shrine if they can prove that they're listeners. And there's ways you do that, like hold up a sign referencing the show or some other creative method. And there's an extra bonus, an extra reason for you to submit your picture or video to the Shrine, and that is Savory Scents, which are handcrafted candles that are delicious. You will get them for free.
Smelling?
Yes. Because the majority of your taste is actually smell, Mark. I don't know if you're aware of that. 70% of your taste is actually through your nose. So delicious is really an entirely appropriate adjective.
Having not really had a sense of smell for years, I can tell you that get along fine without it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Just all I'm saying is the science says it's 70%, so I hear. I haven't done the actual scientific test to verify that claim. So you can get your own Savory Scents candles, and I think they're delicious. Mark, how would you describe them? Aromatic?
Yeah, well, you know, I'd say
that would be fine too.
A good scent throw. I mean, it's a full scent. It's obviously not kind of like a some cheap, spray kind of scent. These things fill a room.
Yeah, and handcrafted, and they're yours free if you are a lady listener who sends in a photo for the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com.
And you win the contest.
And you win the drawing. Thank you for that.
So wait,
at the end of this month.
Can I win?
I don't.
Are you on the Shrine of Female Listeners?
No.
It doesn't even matter. If you actually already are on the Shrine, you can send a new picture in and requalify yourself for the contest. So yes, in theory, you could win. I don't think there's any rule saying that you're host of the show.
I haven't made a rule with that now.
Yeah.
All right. See if I can get myself some delicious candles.
Om nom nom.
Om nom.
Bitcoinstore.com. I don't think there's anything delicious there. They've got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. They've got currently a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. And that means, their electronics are cheaper than other folks. What's the catch? It's only in bitcoins. Bitcoinstore.com, hence the name. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. Here's from Frank Zermenio here on Facebook. He says, thanks for the BitcoinStore.com recommendation. Made my first Bitcoin purchase and was surprised how simple and convenient it was. It's nothing. There's nothing like scanning a QR code with my phone and watching the transaction complete itself. Easier than PayPal.
Awesome.
BitcoinStore.com if you want to have the same kind of results.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Your calls and thoughts. Justin in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to share a police state story.
Oh, boy.
A couple weeks ago, I was driving home from work. It was in the afternoon, and I seen a sign on the interstate that said, drug and currency checkpoint ahead.
Whoa. Currency?
Currency, huh?
Yeah. And so this is in Kansas, by the way, and these are not actually legal. And I knew what was going on. And so I took the next exit. And sure enough, there was a highway patrolman sitting down there at the exit, waiting for people to exit off because they're going to just, you know, throw away their drugs. And
right, because if you get off the interstate before a checkpoint, you obviously are trying to avoid the checkpoint.
Right, right, right.
It's not like there's a limited number of exits along the way.
Right.
You might be going home.
Yeah.
Well, they always have these set up, you know, they put the sign, like, right before the exit. So, you know, you see.
Let's get out of here.
Right, exactly. So I knew what was going on. I took the exit, and I stop at the stop sign down by the at the bottom of the exit, and then I drive through it, and I get up on the on-ramp and pull over and hop out of my truck and hop in the back of the truck and act like I'm securing some stuff that's in the back of it, you know, just playing along.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up, and he's like, you know, stops, and he's like, can I see your license? I was like, why? He's like, oh, you ran that stoplight back or stop sign back there.
Hmm.
And I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, well, you rolled through it. And I was like, no, I didn't. I gave him my license, and he's like, well, can I search your vehicle?
And?
He's like, we're looking for drugs. And I was like, no, I don't think so. Not today. And then he keeps going on, and he's like, well, you know, I don't care if you have a little bit of personal pot in there. You know, I just take it and throw it in the ditch and let you go about your way.
Uh-huh.
Really?
So I was, yeah.
Nothing like getting lied to.
Yeah.
Tell me lies. I love it.
Yeah, and I'm just going along with him, and I'm like, no, I don't think so today. I like my Fifth Amendment rights.
Right. He's like, he's talking about the Constitution. We better call backup.
He's like, well, let me go run your license.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back to his
just to clarify something. You had pulled over on your own, correct? He just came up on you.
Yes. Yeah, I had stopped. Stopped at the stop sign, then went through it, and pulled over on the on-ramp.
On the on-ramp, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Then hopped out and then acted like I was securing some equipment I had in the back of the truck.
I see, okay.
I knew he was going to pull me over either way.
It's an interesting story. I never recommend people go hunting for police trouble.
I want to hear the rest of the story. So you refused the search.
Yeah, and
he goes to check your license.
Yeah, and he comes back and it's like asking for to search my vehicle again, and you know, I tell him no, and he's like, "Well,
thanks for the service." Nope.
Yeah, he's like, "Well, we're gonna have to call the drug dog."
Oh boy.
He's like, "Do you mind?" And I was like, "Do I have a choice?"
Well, he's if like, you ask, no. I mean, I would have. Yeah, that's a good question. Do I have a choice? Because if he asks you if you mind, then yes, I do. I've got places to be. I don't really have the time to meet your drug dog.
I'm ready. I'm sure you've got a fine dog. I know, but yeah, I don't have time for it.
Yeah, I was like, it's like, do I have a choice? He's like, not really. I was like, well, then I guess you got to do what you got to do.
I guess the magic words here is, am I being detained?
Yeah.
And you want a
good one.
I mean, if you wanted to go, I mean, it sounds to me like you're having a good old time with this cop. So perhaps you didn't want to go anywhere, but...
Well, I was just effing with him a little bit.
Yes, were.
It certainly has that sound, yes.
And, you know, I was in a company truck, so I didn't, and on company time, so I didn't want to, you know, press it too far. And
are you the only person who uses the company truck?
Yeah, no. But
so there's a chance that some other driver of that truck could have stuffed a bag of cocaine or weed underneath the seat or something like that, right?
No, they clean them out very good.
Okay. All right.
I hope so.
So they go. So what happens when they, you know, going to get the dog allegedly? What then?
So he's like, well, I'm gonna have to call the dog in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, do whatever you got to do. So I'm sitting in my truck. About 3 minutes later, he comes back and he's like, well, the dog's 60 miles away. I'm just gonna have to let you go.
Ah, nice. Go ahead.
He's like, well, you're not the kind of person we're looking for anyway.
Right, you know your rights, and you're probably not going to just take a plea deal if they do end up finding something on you. Now, this is interesting because I've had the exact same thing happen to me. I mean, I didn't pull over on purpose, but I was pulling out of Bird Key in Sarasota, Florida, which is a very ritzy neighborhood. And I was driving out of there, and the cop had clocked me going fast because the speed limit's like 15 miles an hour back there, and I was doing 30. So
yeah, nobody goes that speed limit.
Right. So she pulls me over and threatens me with a tint meter. She was going to bring out the tint meter because I had some pretty dark tinting at that time. And she calls in to her buddies, allegedly, and then comes back and says, tint meter's not available, and that she'll have to let me go. Thanks for your story tonight, Justin. Appreciate hearing from you. Good job standing up for your rights. More coming up. You can take control. Just say no to searches.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's next? If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliance skills including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at SelfRelianceExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed
red strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Even in these remaining moments, there is enough time for you and your thoughts. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
And 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And join us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Send a request. You have to send a request first. We'll add you to our contacts list, and then after that, it's no problem, smooth sailing, easy to connect to us on Skype. Username lrn.fm, and join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone who would like to access our live streams or podcast, just visit m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
You know, there's been some downward movement in gold and silver in the last few days, and it might be a good buying opportunity for you. If you want to get some gold and silver, the place to do that is gold.freetalklive.com. There, we've teamed up with Midas Resources, the sister company of Genesis Communications Network. That's the network that puts us on the air. I've been buying gold and silver from Midas for years, very long time. The service has always been great at Midas Resources. I hope it's, you can try them out. I suspect it will be just as good for you. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Every occurrence that I've had with them has been top-notch. We've got over there, I'm just looking at the page right now. They've got the pages set out for us. By the way, we're going to have that Vicombi bar that everybody's making such a big deal about. But currently we've got, you can call. We've got a telephone number there at gold.freetalklive.com if you want to get the Vicombi bar. But right there on the front of the page.
What is that? Explain it, please.
It is a bar where you can...
I've seen it, but I'm just asking for the...
Yeah, it's like 50 different pieces of gold. So it's... I don't know how it's measured out, but basically you can break them off and take little pieces and do transactions with them, I guess is the idea.
In theory.
In theory. It's an interesting little device, and I'm very excited about it. Gold.freetalklive.com.
It's basically scored gold. You know, you've seen scored pills you can kind of snap and break into two. Same thing with gold in this case. So let's go back to the phones and your thoughts. Rick is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Hey, this is more like about what y'all was talking about last night in the FBI, not videotaping and writing everything down.
Yes, sir.
It's been several years ago. I own a lot of collector cars, and I was pulling out my driveway one day, and an FBI agent comes sliding in and hits my car. So
wow.
I got out, and I said, what's the problem? He said, are you so-and-so? And I said, yeah. And he said, I have some information that you've been impersonating an FBI agent.
What? I've been impersonating an FBI agent?
Yeah, so what are you talking about?
I've been in an automobile accident before, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's fact. So, you know, me and him talked there a minute. He said, well, I'll be in contact with you. Well, a couple of days later, they called me over to a federal building there in Kentucky across the river from where I live, and they want me to sign a statement. And I said, first of all, I want to know who told you this, because this is so much garbage. So, to make a long story short, I wouldn't give them a statement. So, they charged me. They charged me six different charges. I was looking at 11 years.
What?
So, I go to court, and here they got all these signed statements I was supposed to sign. You know, they filled them out, and they said I initialed the sides of them and then signed the bottom.
So they forged your signature?
They did. The FBI agent's name was Richard A., I'm Richard D., and all the statements had Richard A. in them, my last name.
Wow.
So the judge, to make a short story, the judge asked him, they said, did you videotape any of his statement? And they said, no. He said, well, you have that equipment here. Did you tape any of it? No. So they throwed it out, and I ended up suing them. And I ended up getting $75,000, which...
Good for you.
Wow, that's incredible. Where'd you find the attorney?
Vehicle. I just got a little, just picked him out of a phone book, a little unknown attorney. And,
wow.
And he said, yeah. He said, I ain't even going to charge anything.
Outstanding.
He never charged me a dime, and then he helped me sue him, and I ended up getting, you know, a pretty good little chunk out of him. But it was just such a dirty outfit.
That's weird.
That's a great story, man, and thanks for sharing that. Now, you know, I realize the attorney didn't charge you, but did you at least offer him a piece of the...
Yeah, I gave him some.
That's
but
good.
Even the judge stood up and told me, he said, I'm so sorry that you was a victim of a Mickey Mouse court.
Wow, that's just stunning that you got a decent judge in this particular case.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, he'd been on the bench for years, and I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, because you never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
That's a fact.
Thanks for sharing your story, Rick. Anything else you want to get out there?
If you ever deal with the FBI, don't say nothing.
Yeah, it's always a good idea to not talk to these people. In fact, that was the main thrust, I think, of what we were talking about last night, how the FBI doesn't record any of their interrogations for the most part. They write notes down on a piece of paper that then if you contradict later on, you could be charged with lying to lying to a federal agent. So they really get you stuck in this very difficult place where it's hard to even be truthful. So had you not spoken, if you don't speak to the FBI in the first place, then, you know, there's less likelihood that anything's going to get confused because they won't be taking any notes, because you won't be talking to them, because you won't be going to meet them, you won't be sitting down with them, you won't be spilling the beans to them, and you won't be telling lies or telling truth to them. And that's the best option, is to keep your mouth shut. Rick, good suggestions. Thanks for the call tonight, and thanks for your story. Glad it worked out.
I love the
show. Yes, sir. Thanks, man. 855-450-FREE. Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
I'll doing great. Go ahead.
Quick. The individual that was talking about partaking of the herbal substance, I think people have to realize that if they're taking medications or SSRI drugs, that all that has an effect on us, and people have to be just... careful and mature when they expand their consciousness. I'm not endorsing it, nor am I condemning it, but that has to be done. And it's interesting that, you know, you mentioned the Unitarian church and the pay that the ministers make, which is pretty good. But you have to realize that the Unitarian church has always been in America, you know, sort of an elite institution. The Divinity School at Harvard originally was Congregationalist, but in the 19th century, you know, a profound Unitarian influence, and Emerson and all the Transcendentalists were Unitarians, and they were also ministers, you know, in the church. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, it's a very rational and free-thinking religion,
yep.
In the sense that you don't even have to believe in the Supreme Being. All you have to do is... believe in the lights and your existence, and that's it. And I mean, it's a very rational religion, and you don't have to tithe.
Did you say, when you said believe in, did you say believe in the light or the life?
The light.
Light,
and
okay.
The light is sort of, you know, a universal consciousness, let's call it.
Sure.
Some of the
now, you're talking about Unitarians when you say that?
Correct. And
okay. That sounds familiar. It sounds a lot like, I was going to say, it sounds like what Mark has said about the Quakers, that you follow your inner light.
Correct. Yeah. You don't have to believe in the supreme being in the Quakers. You just believe in the light.
Yeah.
It's within all individuals. And in a sense, they're very rational. And what's interesting, again, you know, you don't have to contribute in the Unitarian Church, but members do. And, you know,
right.
They have their own strict sense of morality and things. And
so what would some of the differences, we're short on time, Frank, what would some of the differences between Quakers and Unitarians? And Mark, this is a question for you as well, because you've been involved in both of the churches. Obviously, Quakers are into simplicity, while a Unitarian actually, you know, has a church in a lot
correct.
Of cases.
Correct. But the Quakers also had meeting houses. And
true.
Basically, the Quakers were political in England. They wouldn't bow to the king or to the monarch, and therefore they were exploited, and there was a lot of prejudice against them and things. So they basically remained in England and then some came to the United States.
Well, the Unitarians are known for activism too, for political activism. So
Unitarians have democracy in their creed,
mm-hmm.
whereas Quakers make decision through unity, which
through 100%.
Right, 100%.
Through unity and through meetings and sort of committees, and it's a long process in the Quaker or in the Society of Friends, you know, to come.
That's because you have to convince 100% of them rather than
correct.
51%.
I'm looking at the salaries here of UU ministers, and it looks like the numbers that the UU minister gets paid here in town are significantly higher than what the averages are, at least from what I'm seeing from this report.
I like a religion that doesn't make you pay a percentage of your income, because really,
yeah, sure.
The Supreme Being doesn't need our money. In fact, many times the people that give the most should use it for their own family and their own life. And I'm sorry.
Good call, as always, Frank. Always appreciate
it. Not off the air yet.
We're almost off the air.
Good night, Frank.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate the info. And interesting distinction between the Unitarians and Quakers, the 51% organization, you know, majority rule in the Unitarians versus 100% to get something done in the Quakers.
I couldn't get over that at the UU Church.
That's a huge difference. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.